Campbell.
The new Big Bertha family from Callaway Golf. Engineered for distance, any way you swing it.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson on SEN.
Great to have your company this morning on this Thursday, the 24th of September. No footy this weekend, and then we launch into a massive final series in this 2020 season that is like no other. The Pies are there again. They've been constants in the finals for a long time, and they've been, well, as well led as they possibly can be. Their captain has broken all sorts of records. 314th game for the club on Monday, so the longest serving player, and also the longest serving captain of the footy club. And as a result of that, and we've just been talking wine with our man George Samios, he's released a very nice Mornington Peninsula Pinot Noir, which, Wispy, you're our wine man. You might have to get across this for us.
Yes, he has. He's released that. He lived down there on the peninsula for a while, Mount Martha, for over a year, and his love for the region and a fine wine grew over that period of time. I don't know exactly. I've not tasted the wine, Gary. Is that what you're asking me?
Well, I won't worry about you. Let's go straight to the man himself. He's been good enough to join us this morning. Scotty, welcome.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, congratulations, first of all, on the two records. I mean, everyone has spoken about you in such glowing terms, but we don't mean to embarrass you, but it must have been a pretty big occasion for you.
Yeah, it was. I suppose just with the week and obviously a few videos and phone calls, text messages and things like that, you realise how big the week is to so many people. And, you know, it was great up here in the hub that the football club made a really special sort of week for me. And you know, it was obviously disappointing my closest friends and family couldn't be there, but I think it was as good of a week as you could hope for without getting the results. So, yeah, appreciative of everyone that reached out to me.
How did the idea for a wine come about?
Well, I think I heard you guys say off the top there. I used to live in Mount Martha for a year and fell in love with the region down there. And we picked a winery on that's located on Sunnyside Road down there, where there's, you know, plenty of good wineries down there. My best mate also down there loved the wine, so thought we'd do something a little bit different. Yeah, I think it's turned out all right.
Well, it sounds like it has. There's only 314 bottles, personally numbered and signed. They represent each game that you've played. They'll be sold for $199 per bottle, and it can be purchased at www.thependlebury.com.au. In addition, Scotty, I'm interested in this bit. You've handpicked your 10 best, your 10 favourite, most favourite games, and those bottles will be auctioned off for an exclusive VIP dinner with Scott to relive those moments and his career. Was it hard to identify your 10 favourite games in all those games you've played?
Yeah, it was. It was. I suppose we had so many people inquire over the first few days about wanting certain bottles that we decided to pick 10. So obviously, you know, game 314, game 313, game 1, game 300, premiership game, things like that. So, and then it'd be great to have them all along the 10 auction winners at a dinner and talk about those games and relive a few of those special moments. Most of those games, though, I did win, so they'll be fond memories.
Hey, you're such an accomplished player, and it's amazing that you're still playing at the standard that you are after 314 games. Was there ever a time in your career, maybe when you were just coming through or any other period of time in your career, where you've lost your confidence in any way, or have you always had that inner confidence and you've never had one of those patches where you've really started to doubt or question yourself?
I suppose every young player early in their career goes through a bit of that. Can you cut it at the level? And I think Paul Roos said early on in my career when he was coaching the Swans, you know, he really rated players that had good games, but then when they were off, their games were still good enough to be serviceable and help the team. And that sort of stuck with me. And I wanted to be a player, you know, that was sort of like that could, you know, obviously play really good games, but when I was not having one of those moments, I can still contribute. And then I suppose the latter part of my career, 2018 going into 2019 was probably the one time in my career where I was like, you know, can I back up? I had a bit of a bad back that year, and how's that going to go? How's my body going to hold up? As a dreaded over 30s caught up to me really quickly. But, 2019, I had a pretty good year, and my body felt really good, and it continues to feel good this year. So, fortunately for me, not too many of those moments where you're doubting yourself.
You're voted by your peers as the best captain in the competition. I'm wondering, Where do those sorts of honours fit in terms of you've had, you know, multiple best and fairest, all Australians, North Smith? Where does it sit when you get your fellow players from other clubs vote you in the manner they have?
Yeah, obviously anything that's voted by your peers fits really high up there for players, just to have that recognition. And I was really surprised on the night, there's so many good captains in the league, and you only have to look around the league and you see the way guys lead and things like that. So I was surprised to get that honour, and one that I'm really appreciative of.
What do you got to do better as a team? You got the big trip. I know you're heading over to Perth, you go into the 7-day quarantine, and you're out ready to go against the West Coast Eagles. What area have you got to improve most?
Yeah, I think for us it's our connection with the ball. So I think I hear a lot about our forwards have got a fire, but I think it's our decision making going in to make our forwards look a little bit better. So when the ball carrier's got it 60, 70 out, that we're picking the right option. That our forwards are presenting, six options for the ball carrier, but we're actually picking the right option. And we're still defending really well. Sides don't score a hell of a lot, and we're always in games. But we've got to take our chances to score when the opportunity presents, because you need scoreboard pressure in finals to give yourself a bit of a buffer. And I think that will be our focus going into West Coast too. Got hold of us last time we played him over there.
Talking to Collingwood superstar captain Scott Pendlebury, played his 314th game last weekend. We also saw you during that game on the bench alongside Jaden Stevenson. He made a couple of errors out there. He was dirty on himself when he went to the sidelines. What was it that you sat down and spoke to him about?
I think he just turned the ball over and he was just, it was really good. He was trying to put some speed on the game. And, I just wanted to reinforce that, to keep doing it, because, in this game, you are going to make mistakes. And as young players, you can't go back into your shell. So I was really just encouraging next time he got the ball to take him on again, and good luck trying to get him again. So, and he was flat, he gave up a mistake where he thought that we could have got out and scored a goal and it probably cost us one. But I just wanted to reinforce to stay out there and stay in the moment and just keep taking the game on.
Hasn't been his best season. He's still a young player, really up-and-coming young player. Is he okay confidence-wise, do you think, at the moment?
Oh, I wouldn't say he's at peak confidence. He had injury-interrupted pre-season, glandular fever, a few hiccups along the way. And then, I think when he initially came back into the side, he was kicking goals and doing those type of things. And then, probably as our ball movement and our scoring dried up, so his opportunity. So, just trying to get him back in a confident headspace. Like all young players, it only takes 1 week of a good performance and they're back on top of the world. So we've just got to get him into that state of mind again.
Hey, Scotty, have you spoken to Steele, or did you talk to him? Fantastic news that they welcomed a new member into the Sidebottom family, which is fantastic. But did you talk to him about the process of maybe coming back?
Certainly the football club did. And, I left the logistics to people that are a lot smarter than me to figure that out. And it was just going to be too hard. I think they were going to hard quarantine for 14 days, 1 hour outside the room with a newborn. I just don't think that's living conditions that you want to have to go through with a newborn. And even when I found out we're going back to Perth and you've got to quarantine over there for 14 days, but we're allowed to do 7, and then I think we can break quarantine and come home after the game. So I sort of thought, was there an opportunity to get Steele over there? But he's obviously an important player that would love to have out there. But I think family in this matter comes first. And if there was another hub for what the AFL have done a few times this year, he would have jumped in that. But the option of a hard quarantine is just too extreme for him, Alicia, and Matilda to have to go through, or force themselves to go through.
Yeah, fair enough too. All Australian tonight, you're expecting to have yourself and a couple of teammates in the team?
I'd be surprised if the three other boys didn't make it. I think, Tay's had a fantastic season as a midfielder, and Darcy and Braden have, I think we're the best defence in the comp, and those two guys lead the charge there. So I personally don't think I'll make it, but I think the other three guys will make it, and I think that's the first time for all of them, so it's great recognition for a season that they've all had.
What's the great challenge, do you think, now as a group to go to Perth and win this game? Or do you think you've got the whole travel thing under control, the whole hub life style under control? Do you think those things shouldn't be considered in the difficulty going over there and winning this final?
Oh, it certainly adds up to the challenge. You know, we've got to quarantine for 7 days. I think the day that the game's on, we're allowed to head into Optus. So we're living under pretty strict protocols to go over there and win a final. And it'll be a final like no other. No side's going to have to do what we do, and it will make the victory even more sweeter for us. So, as I said, I'm looking to get over there. I suppose the one thing is we know where we're going. We know what to expect. And we've done it for a couple of weeks already this year. So, yeah, it's a big game, and looking forward to playing in front of, I think they're allowing 30,000 people there, which is going to be a great experience.
Just one final one from me. Would you have liked to have seen the quarters go back to the traditional time that we've played before this season, or do you think it's the right thing to stick with these short and abbreviated quarters of footy for the final series?
Yeah, I would have liked it to have gone back. That's just my personal opinion. And, I think the game breaks open a lot in the last 5 minutes of quarters, and then, you add that into the last quarter, it's almost a lot more free-flowing. And, I think the football this year has been pretty stagnant and, not as free-flowing, just because teams have energy to defend the ground for 16, 17 minutes. But if you stretch out for another 5, 6 minutes, I think the game would open up a lot more. So that's my personal view, but I can understand why they've kept it for the integrity and fairness of the competition.
Hey, Scotty, you've got so many supporters out there, not just Collingwood fans. There's so many people that are texting us through to pass on their congratulations for the career you've had to date. So well done. Good luck for the series ahead, and let's hope all that wine sells out quickly.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Scott Pendlebury and 314 personally numbered and signed bottles. They represent each game that he played Scotland, of course. And you can go to www.thependlebury.com.au. That wasn't my fault, everyone, when I tried to wind up the interview. That was the Wisp. Said that he's done, but he always likes to have one final one.
Sorry, Gary. I've already sent the text through. I'm sorry. Heartfelt. Hand on heart.
Sports Bet's up next, please.